It's time for your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.
Good day, Mountain Air listeners. Today we have Dr. Siren, Medical Director of McAllister Regional Health Center Emergency Center. Welcome, Dr. Siren.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing wonderful. Today we're going to talk about signs and symptoms of stroke. What are some of those signs and symptoms?
So the acronym that we like to use to help people remember is called FAST. So F stands for face. So is one side of the face unequal or drooping? A stands for arms. Is one side of the body not working the same as the other or weak? S stands for speech. Is there trouble speaking or slurred speech? And T stands for time. That's the most important thing. If you see anyone that's having those signs and symptoms, you need to call 911 and get them to the emergency room so that maybe we can reverse or help with those symptoms.
Now, what's the difference of actually calling 911 versus maybe me bringing my family member in? What's the benefit of actually calling 911?
Well, it's just meant to recognize how important that time component is. We have only about 3 to 4 hours to intervene and actually give strong clot-busting medicine. So, I mean, it's not a matter of gathering your belongings and packing a bag and getting there or thinking about going there tomorrow if things don't improve. It's meant to show you that it's very important. It's an emergency. It's like having a heart attack. You need to get there so that maybe we can help.
This has been your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.